It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I'm so excited to be with all of you today. It is a full moon in Scorpio, which we'll talk about soon, but it is also April the 23rd, 2024. It is 11:01 a.m. here on the east coast of Central Florida. And the energy is very interesting. Happy full moon to all of you. If you are listening for the first time, we are on Facebook. We have a 1-2 radio page. You are welcome to come on in at any time. I would be so excited to see you and talk to you here. I was thinking about it because I told Jay, this is so funny. There is some, in some way, shape, or form here. Let's see what happens. But this is our very first time ever, and I think it's 15 or 16. Somebody would correct me, years now that we've been doing the radio. But it is the very first time I've done 4 retrograde shows with you all, which is a huge accomplishment if you think about it, because that doesn't happen. It's usually... we make it 2 out of 3, you know, we only have 3 weeks, and this time it's such a long, lengthy retrograde in the month of April, surviving through that Aries energy, and here we are in our 4th show, and we're actually together. So I thought it was a big, huge accomplishment in the world. And not that anyone cares, but I was laughing because I'm like, come on. Usually we get 2 out of 3, right, during a retrograde cycle, because something happens. The wind is blowing. I'm like, okay, what could possibly happen? And then I look back and I said, wow, it seems like we're going to be a go. So here we are, and we're a go, right? So I want to welcome all of you this morning. I do see some friends and family members. I know somebody's listening who is a family member, so I want to say good morning. And I also see some old and new clients and friends here in the show, so I welcome all of you. Good morning. I'm going to go ahead and refresh, but with Scorpio full moon, I don't know about you, but I definitely I start poking around, you know. I'm very much, okay, here you all are. Good morning to you now. Hello, hello. I'm really, I start digging a little bit, and I start poking, and I want to know what's going on, and I start getting, now I am 3rd house Scorpio ruled. I have a lot of psychic energy there, right? And so now Neptune is at such a high degree. In Pisces, if I'm not mistaken, it's like almost like a flinching thing. You know, I could feel it. Everything that I think happens, or any, I think about someone, they call. It's like such a synchronistic psychic energy. And so let me just take a peek here. I'm sitting with my ephemeris this morning because I'm making sure we're all, every morning now, I come and I do my meditation. I say my prayers. I do a lot of my spiritual work. When there's some water energy out and about, I definitely tend to lean in to our, you know, our spiritual toolbox, so to speak. And I definitely go a little deeper. I'm always looking for an answer or a reason or something. And yes, I'm going to use the word a little bit of paranoia with that Scorpio moon, because we want to uncover what we can't yet touch or feel. Neptune is 28, it looks like. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe so. Yes, I'm getting definite hits on that, because it's a very psychic energy, but it's also a big dream time energy. So if you have been dreaming and you want to share your dreams, please feel free. So with that Scorpio full moon, that Neptune in Pisces, I think Mars and Saturn is still there. It's still there. It's going to be there for a while, but I'm definitely feeling that psychic energy. And so what happens is when, and also what happens with Scorpio, it has a little bit of a bite. And believe it or not, C.A. Brooks, I don't know if you're here, but good morning. Pisces has a little bit of bite too. And so I definitely feel there are that little bit of happy full moon in Scorpio and everybody's ready. Please leave the skeletons in the closet locked away. Good morning, Maureen. I feel the same way. I'm sorry about your experience. She said she had somebody pop up 40 from 40 years ago. I mean, I've had some really long-term things happen also. I can totally relate. But anyway, staying on track here, there is a little bit of a bite and it's an annoyance almost. And what it is some of your nervous, I want to say nervous, but I'm also using a little paranoia or a little intense. We think about death more. We think about our sexual experiences more. We think about where we're vulnerable, you know, how are we showing ourselves, or where do we really want to hide? And so we think about all of these topics that are a bit on the taboo side, and yet at the same time, we understand there's deep spiritual meaning to life, and we also go a little bit deeper. I mean, I know for myself, I'm like, all right, who's doing what? You know, I could feel that energy, or I'll think of someone and they'll call. Or I've had four dreams that are really, really intense and definitely making no sense. And yet at the same time, I could kind of weave some of my thoughts through these dreams and stuff like that. And past betrayal is also a topic because it is a retrograde and it's going to bring us back to that. And Scorpio has that sting or that bite, you know. Where are some of these deeper emotions coming from? Where are our fears? How can we tackle and at this and tackle those fears? And at the same time, that's what this does. This energy can really help you bring your fears to the surface to address them once and for all, because you're clearly here, you've clearly survived, you've clearly overcome, and you are clearly ready for something new. And somebody said to me yesterday, which I absolutely am taking and running with because it's so very true. It's like she said the orchestra is like picking up the instruments. The people in the or you know, the orchestra is getting, the group is gathering, everybody's getting ready, they're picking up their instruments, but the music isn't playing. And where's that music, you know? What are we waiting for? You know, it's like the crescendo of life, you know, like what's happening next in your life? Your life is big, your life is important. What really matters is really for the most part, what's happening. We can't feel that newness yet, but I promise you it's going to show up, okay? And so here we are. Terry Campbell, I want to shout out to you. Thank you for being with us live this morning. Terry is a one to listen psychic astrologer. I know she is listening. Happy full moon to you. CA Brooks is also in the house on the line. And CA, good morning to you as well. Everyone, I'm coming into the room to say good morning. And it's a pleasure to be with you too, Alicia and Patricia. Happy full moon. Quelly and Tara, hi. Let me see. Quelly, is it you that's been? Did you post an anniversary picture? Happy anniversary to you. I kind of had a little peek. I almost never see Facebook anymore, but when I do, it's always something great. And congratulations to you on that. Renee, hi. Laura, Maya, hello. Joni. It is very interesting. Suzanne and Kat and Michelle, hello. Thank you for that. And Michelle and Maureen, Janine, hello. Miriam, hi for you. Yeah, and Maureen, hi, Renee. And you know, guys, before I get going, I do have something to say, which sometimes, you know, I say these things and I come off It's not my ditzy Gemini side. It's because there's really nothing ditzy that exists in me anymore. I could say I'm very, very serious right now. And yet I'm extremely happy with our space and our lives and things coming together here in Central Florida. And I'm no longer missing South Florida, but it took a really long time for me to adjust. And I'm definitely becoming one with the land, and I'm loving that vibe. And there's something, though, I've altered a little bit of certain things, and I've expanded certain things that I really don't talk about out loud because I don't feel like they're meant to be spoken. It's something that just happens. And I think many of you will know what I'm saying. We go through these changes within us, our spiritual processes, and where we lean into or what we lean into. And so when I channel anymore, I don't know if it's my age or what. It's been a really long time, nearly 40 years doing readings. And obviously, for the last almost 20, it's a constant thing. But in any case, when I channel things, I don't remember what I channel. And so there are moments when somebody will say, "Well, why don't you remember that?" Or, and I really truly don't. I'm as clear as a bell. It has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that it's a driven thing from my spirit. And so what I did one night was, I guess, in one of my later nights, I must have decided to teach a class over at 1-2 Academy. And what was happening for me the moment I wrote it up was that I had something going on where I was connecting all of these dots and realizing how many dots we connect with all of us here. Everyone is connected some way, somehow. And whatever your God is, or whatever you feel created the universe, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It does matter. What does matter? I saw CA, I'm just realizing what you said. I'm coming to you in a moment. But what does matter is how for you in these times with what's going on in the world. Yes, we pay attention to our outer world because we have no choice. But the most important thing starts inside, right? And so when you start connecting the dots of why everything has happened, it is like the best feeling. And there are some things you're not going to love about it, but there are some things that are going to be like, aha. And then, so we have these aha moments. So I am teaching a class about connecting the dots and the God dots, I'm calling them, but how we connect the God dots. Why do we as humans go into this hole when we need something bigger or we can't find our way through? And in our worst moments, we don't connect the dots. Like, wait a minute, spirit has our back. You know, the universe, God has your back. The universe has your back. Like, why do we forget in these times of need the most that we all have this connection? And we similarly do this as human beings. We forget that we have this energy. So I guess in my moment, and I promise you all, I know that I wrote this class, but I don't really, I must have channeled to decide to do it. So Jay, eventually, I think we're going to post it today, but I am teaching and I believe it's on May the 2nd. This is the thing. I didn't remember until someone signed up for it. And then I was like, oh, okay. So we do have a couple signups coming in, but I do think it's going to be interesting because I will channel the class, obviously. And I hope that it brings you all something. And so I felt like there was a way because we have so many tools. And we have so many purposes in our lives. Who is to say, now I'm whistling for you guys, that was funny. Who is to say what we need in the moment other than our own maybe subconscious mind, our spirit, our heart? What are we being driven towards? Where do we dig at? What brings us our answers? Why is it uncertain? How many of you have like dealt with your cards for months and months and months and then just put them up and you can't even touch them because spirit is not letting you touch them? Or maybe you get your messages from a pendulum, or maybe you get your tools from astrology, or you know some astrology. And my ephemeris has been my best friend right now because certain things happen and I'm like, I can't even believe it. You know, why is this happening? I want the whys more than ever before. And so I think, and that is what Scorpio does. It wants us to have the wise more than ever. So I'm realizing as we speak who is coming in. So come on in. And I want to, CA said, CA said, Pisces bites. And she said, maybe like a shark instead of a fish. But yeah, so. Yeah, you have a little bite about you sometimes. I'm only teasing you. She's here. Pisces with a bite, shark energy. Yeah, we have some shark energy down in Florida too, but I'm teasing. No, when you want to drive it home, you'll drive it home, you know? I'm sure you will. And I get that. Somebody posted a be hi, Terry. Good morning. Happy pink moon to you also. And good morning. Hey, I'm celebrating the fact. I know, I am in Central Florida. Yes, I am on the Space Coast down here. A little, not too far. I don't, I only get to a certain point in the middle of the state and then I turn around and come home because I start feeling antsy. I'm teasing, but it's the truth. I'm stuck on the East Coast forever. In any case, I'm excited that we made it through the retrograde, or we're making it through. I don't want to say this too soon because we have two more days. So I'm going to tell you all on at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning, or 8:15, whatever the heck the time is, on Thursday, our time, Eastern Daylight Time, Carrie EDT. I'm gonna celebrate this one because I think it was a pretty long one and a lot of great things came from it. And so what I'm gonna do now is, and a lot of you are saying, wow, I didn't even recognize that it was a retrograde and that retrograde didn't seem so bad and blah, blah, blah. How many of you feel that? Does anybody have a retrograde story to share? I'm gonna go ahead and come on into the room now and take some of your comments. And oh, I love this. Okay. Alishea, she says, I dreamt there was a battle and everything was engulfed on fire. Om flew a giant cinnamon colored. Oh, okay. A giant cinnamon colored fire breathing dragon stopped and allowed me to climb onto his back and we both flew away. I love that. Anyway, I think that cinnamon also is really good for you, believe it or not. And I love that. I'm really into cinnamon right now, believe it or not. Yeah, I wonder, I like cinnamon for the heart a little bit too. So it adds a little something, you know? So try some. Put it in your coffee if you haven't tried it. I really like it. Also, cinnamon is one of my scents for, and these are some of the things we can talk about when we talk about our senses and heightening our senses in connecting these God dots and connecting whatever that means for you. No, I'm not going to lose that New York accent, please. It's been 35 years I have been. No, I won't ever give that. I can't. They make fun of me every day here and they remind me of how inappropriate my speaking is. My southern husband and my daughter. And my son, this is the topic. My speech is very ill. Speaking like like the dog, you know, they'd make a big fuss, but you know, I don't hear it in myself. So, Alishaya, I like that because there's safety to that vision, and of course, you're getting out of the chaos, and I love that, and I do see that you're very safe. And I feel again, what is it? You know, if we do have any fears, if we do really take a peek into our closet, so to speak, and not only organize it, but straighten things out, but also in our emotional closets. I think Scorpio definitely taps in a little deeper, and it says, you know, come out wherever you are. If this something hasn't happened in 50 years, we're bringing it out. So I kind of, I feel that, but I think you moving on and kind of flying away from difficulties. That's how I want to see that dream, and I like it, but very intense, very cool dream for sure. And I really, really like that. It's interesting because I've been, and who else has anything that they were dreaming about? And I don't see any questions in the room. I must be rambling. But if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. As spiritual beings having a human experience, you know, we are ever changing. Yes, Patricia, that is true. And we're using these certain tools. Yeah, our tools, our toolboxes definitely change. Writing things down, you know, when we're going into this space, it's like, gosh, the effort that we, there are moments that everything flows so well. And there are other moments that definitely are, we kind of get stuck in the mud, just like all, and we're all threaded in the same way or similar ways. And we have to remember, it's interesting when we say those, you know, compare despair. When we start comparing ourselves to others, it's, you know, it's a human thing everyone does. But really, we don't really know that other person's backstory, and we don't know the front story either. If something looks good, somebody said something to me, I don't know. Maybe it's an extreme example, but it was a comment that they had to go to a basically, they're going to be spending the rest of the week at a funeral, and somebody else is going to a golf tournament or the boyfriend or whatever, you know. And it's in that moment, it seems to be so trivial, but in that moment, it is hard, challenging when we're going through difficulties and someone else isn't. And especially, you know, maybe even under your nose, it's so normal to say, oh, why does everything come easy to you, but it doesn't come easy to me, and blah, 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 compare to despair, right? And yet at the same time, we don't know what that person has gone through, and we don't know what that person's going to go through. And so the bottom line at the end of the day is, don't compare. Because you do not know. And it's such a waste of emotion, energy, and thought. We really just don't know. And so please remember that, because I think this Scorpio, you know, that other word, envy, jealousy, you know, Scorpio's got that stinger, always angry looking. And this is like the lower side of it. I know there's so many amazing things about Scorpio. I need to list, but right now I've been seeing some of those stingers come out. And so the beautiful side of it is, what do you want to get done? You know, there is a drive from within. There is a business person, you know, inside of there. Where is your business person? Where is your getting it done person? The perseverance person that will dig deep until all the truth comes out. And really looking at the truth in your lives right now, especially with this, this retrograde coming to an end here, finally. I'll always remember this retrograde as a four-show retrograde, because it doesn't happen often. So we definitely had a lengthy April, and I'm excited that it's ending shortly. In any case, what is it, you know, that you want to dig deeper about? What was that thing before we end this retrograde that we wanted to come back to? That we may want to grab for ourselves? What was that thing that we haven't quite completed that we may want to come back to and improve upon, or make it better, or do it right, you know, that type of thing? And so I feel very, very confident that what there's something that can soothe you coming to the end of this cycle, that can make you feel better. Even if it's like, I want to do something different and haven't been able to. Like Michelle, she said, you know, yeah, you're still in the weeds, so to speak. You know, the garden's getting, we're pulling the weeds, the gardens are coming. Oh, I have the most amazing flowers going on right now that bring me so much joy. And I can't help but caretake them because it's just my nature. And so it added more responsibility. But for some reason, I need that and accept that. And so at the same time, it's waiting for that newness. Where is that newness? And so this full moon will maybe bring up some deep past emotion. Maybe it will ask you to look at some of these fears, or what is that annoying or aggravating? I've heard the word annoying and frustrated and aggravated so many times in the last few days, I cannot count them. And so, how do we get rid of that? How do we clear ourselves? What kind of cleanse can you do to accept what's coming ahead, you know? So, I love all that. I'm sure I have at least 50 text messages this morning of annoying, or people are struggling right now, and it's okay, but we forget that it could change as early as 5 minutes from now, and it can. And we forget that from 1 second to the next, a miracle can happen, and it can. And we really truly believe that, oh my gosh, is this the way it's always going to be? And I could promise you all, it's never always going to be. And so, for better or worse, it's the truth. Okay? So, you know what they say, the truth can set you free. Use some of this time and energy to really, really go into that. And so, what I want to say at grabbing this, let me come into the room now and reload you guys. And I know Jay posted my class. Thank you so, so much. The class that I almost forgot. No, I'm teasing. I'm actually excited about it now because it's coming back to my recollection. I am very excited about it. And I do believe that it will be hopefully beneficial for the rest of your life. And I love that. Tara, thank you so much. You're beautiful, beautiful baby. And thank you for the confirmation. I absolutely love that. And thank you for sharing. What a special day. All right, let's take a peek at Happy Pink Moon to you as well. Let me say, here's another thing that's been really showing up, and I'm hoping for you all as well. Sometimes we like to make things more challenging, or maybe we complicate certain things, you know? Keeping it simple is so easy. I believe this now. As more time goes forward, you know, goes on, I definitely believe keeping it simple is where it's at. All right, excuse me for one moment here. All right, here we go. I'm coming into the room. I'm trying to look for, I saw another comment. Yeah, Michelle says she's not feeling the newness of life yet. She feels like she's in the midst of chaos, but I know good things must be ahead. Yeah, because what goes down has to come up. And sometimes we can go from the most chaotic moments to the best moments, you know? And it's unfortunate that when we get used to a little bit of chaos, we expect more chaos. And when it's calm or quiet, how many of you, and I feel this in my peacefulness, and I've actually been cherishing sleep because I'm making up for the years of losing so much of it that I cherish it. And if I don't get my 8 hours now, you all remember me saying, I can remember some of you yelling at me because I didn't sleep at night. And I remember these days, and now it's the complete opposite. It's like try to keep me up and about long enough, you know. But if I miss those 8 hours, I'm crazy. I set my alarm to remind me to go to bed. It's time for your 8 hours. And how many years ago? But this is a proof positive thing that things change. Nothing stays the same. You couldn't get me to sleep more than 3 or 4 hours a night for years and years and years, right? Now it's like set the alarm for those 8 hours, and boy, does it matter. And it's unbelievable the difference, you know, in certain things. But life changes and all of your lives will change. So if you're going through the midst of chaos and things get quiet, You have to be careful you don't poke the bear looking for more chaos because it happens. And it's very human to do that. And good things are ahead for you. So I see that. Let me take a peek here. And sometimes we want chaos. Yeah, I like that word, though. Chaos creator. No, I'm teasing you, but no, we can become chaos creators because we're not used to peace. But I don't see you creating any chaos. I do see an emperor energy. Also, getting very grounded in your life. There's a lot of fire energy around you. Michelle, this is for you. There is a lot of protection as well, but I'm getting Aries energy in a big way. I don't know what this is. I would even go with Leo, Sag, secondary, but I'm getting a lot of Aries energy. So there is definitely a stronger male figure who wants to come into your life. It's also about getting structured, organized. Unfortunately, it's also on the sideline, a reminder to go in to see the dentist and brighten your smile, or maybe even a stupid teeth cleaning. Sometimes spirit is weird. It shows me weird things, but that's what's coming through. So, or maybe you just did that, you know? But it's funny because often we have messages that are just random, that really, for whatever reason, it'll all make sense. Sometimes it's just a matter of taking care of things that have to be taken care of. And I also say less is more in speaking. Or maybe say a little less and listen to the sound. Scorpio is a very calm energy. It wants you to listen deeply to what's happening around you. And you may not see it. You may not see it, but you're going to hear something. And you'll hear it in the silence only. And I love Scorpio for that reason too. Oh, somebody's having, Alishay, you're having some Cuban coffee. I love that. We have had so many bakeries open here in a year's time on one strip. It's like, I feel like it's, but we get plenty of Cuban coffee around the corner. It's great. Enjoy your espresso. I love that. Let me see. Laura, I'm so grateful that you're feeling better. And I have been keeping you in my thoughts. I'm so happy to hear that. She's doing better every day. Love that too. Maureen said, oh, yes, I'm feeling you. She said she has three Scorpio family members and she's a Libra. It's exhausting. Waiting on the medical school for Meg, Terry's business, and just having so much fun with my big sister. I'm glad you're having fun with your family member, your sister. I love that for you. And I do believe that it's very challenging to be around some water when you're air. And let me just take a peek. Damn, I experienced this too, Maureen. I can relate. Sometimes you just say want to say, like, just take it easy, you know? Maybe, I don't know. I have that impatient Aries moon though. You're probably handling it much better. I have a lot of water around me too. Hold on now. Oh, Maureen, one moment. Let me just say, Michelle, real quick, that means a very significant male figure is coming into your life. That's what that means. Okay? Okay, Maureen, let's take a peek here. So Sometimes you just want to lighten it up. Maureen, I feel good. You're going to be dreaming a lot. But I see another win for you ahead, believe it or not. If I were you, I wouldn't tell anyone. But things are going to definitely brighten up in your space. But I do think you're going to go have some more fun. And don't tell. Keep it on the down low. That's what it says. I feel good about that, okay? But I'm actually stepping out to say this because I don't like to talk about things like this. That, you know, when I say you're going to have a win, I really mean it. So it's you're definitely on track for something fun and positive. And you come back and share. It's like, okay, you Scorpios, stay over here. You water signs, go for a swim. It's not, I don't know. We have a lot of Pisces. We have Neptune, Saturn. I don't know where Mars is, but I'm thinking it's still there. Let me just take a peek. But I'm feeling that water too. Hold on a minute. Let me just take a peek here. Yes, it is. Hold on. What day are we? The 23rd. Oh yeah, we're right there. Everything is there. I'm laughing. Anyway, very interesting. I'm gonna hold my tongue on more of that Pisces. I do want to say something to you guys. I know you all remember. I don't know if maybe all of you don't, but Gerald Larson was a very, very close friend. And I know some of you knew her, but today is, we would be celebrating her birthday. So I just realized it's her day. And it's been a really long time. But if anybody remembers Cheryl, you want to share something, go ahead and share it. She's been on my brain. Every now and then I come across an old voice message or that I was able to save or... I do crazy things like that, but I know many of you loved her, so I'll mention it. Oh, the Tara says, is this year I win and move into my dream house? I want you to win more than ever. I don't know. There's something about those things that bother me a little though, Tara, because you wonder who knows who, you know? Anyway, we'll just keep thinking. Hey, what did we just say? Miracles happen. All right, now. Hold on. I want to say something here. Maureen, we'll chat soon, but I do feel like this, you know, when we have these, the star card could be an unexpected win, and that's really what I'm pulling, so it's no secret, but I definitely feel something good, okay? Kat says she remembered months ago when I had all this great news coming. And on the show, what is it? What if it is your time and you have these things? Since then, I've been able to tell myself these things are okay and are meant to be beautiful for me at this time. She's 31 weeks along. You go, girl. You're getting there. And she has a Scorpio sun and her husband has a Scorpio moon. Lots of taboo dreams. The dreams have been intense for sure. She says she's still working on getting her entrepreneurship self-growing. And you know, that baby's going to give you some of those entrepreneurship energies. I have a feeling that's a motivating force for you. And I love that. So please come back and let us know. Okay. Janine says she's been feeling that spring cleaning vibe. She's making room for something. Oh, I have no idea what something is. Low energy, but I know that's temporary. Yeah. I love that. I've, we've been like, yeah, I love that spring feeling. Let's take a look at that, okay? Oh, we talk about feelings and emotions during this time. Hold on now. I don't want to say, you say you're making room for something. You know where I want to go with that, right to a pet. But it could be a pet project. How's that? I also feel you're making room for something, or actually new person or people or something like this. I actually feel a friend or a companion, or I won't rule out the pet thing. But anyway, I think you're making space for an energy, a breathing energy, okay? I really do. So please come back and share and let us know, all right? I love that. Hold on now. You come back and share and let me know. Let me go ahead and refresh you guys again. I'm seeing a lot of people. Eva, let me take a look at you. Hold on, guys. My computer. See, we're gonna have some. I'm like, this is the greatest month of show success in a retrograde. All right, hold on now. Nadine, good morning to you too. Also, hold on. Where did I see you? Well, Eva, let me just see. Okay. Gotta love the Scorpio vibe. You know, I actually feel more learning. I don't know what this is about. Anyway, I see fervent wishes coming also, but you are going to do an upgrade in. Do you know how we take care of a lot of people, or perhaps we have other people in our lives we're paying more attention to, or we're on the up and up of maybe some caretaking, or maybe people coming to you for help and things like this. I feel like a little energy on your own health, like regimen. Upgrading, updating, maybe a visit like to a metaphysician or physician or something like this, like really, really taking care. Now, also remember whatever is coming up for you from the past. Sometimes we get triggered by our past and it's there to show us something, Or perhaps even for me, when I get triggered from something from the past, like, thank goodness I would never, react to that the way I once did. Or we could say, thank goodness we learned so much because you are a forever student as well as forever teacher. I feel this in your life. And so I see some of this. And also, you're going to be learning more to share more, but learning something new for yourself as well. So I see this process here and really achieving certain things in your life, but also going into your own self-care more and more coming up ahead. I don't know if you're going to take a trip. I don't know if you're going to see someone new, a physician or metaphysician, I would say. I don't know if it's that kind of energy, but I do feel all of this intertwined. And also a trip or perhaps an adventure that you're going to participate in that could involve some kind of conference, education, this kind of thing. So there's a lot of messages coming through surrounding your growth and your processes ahead, which are wonderful. And I do feel that. I hope that helps. I think the key is to pay attention to your own internal energy. It's so easy on the surface to just go about it. To kind of skate through things like ignore symptoms or ignore how we feel, or there's none of that here. So I'm giving you a few different things at once. I hope you're following. It just kind of downloaded a bunch of messages for you. You're actually on my mind this morning. But I would think I was supposed to mention this. So, and sometimes when we get triggered from our past, it can put us in a really bad mood for a minute. But we can't, like CA used to say, you can't look in the rear view mirror instead of the windshield. Even when these things come about to examine, it's to teach us how far, it's to show us something, how far we've come, how much we've managed, how great we're doing, And then their physical selves sometimes need a little attention. So, and we get a little nervous when like there's one thing going on and we didn't know about it, or, I think that may happen where you're like worried about something, but there's nothing to worry about. You're okay. It's just something needs some attention and you need some attention. And then this course or this thing that I see ahead, it may not happen immediately, but if you're asked to do any go attend any seminars or anything like that, then I feel like you should. There's lots, Again, perpetual teacher, perpetual student. And I love that. I see wishes coming true. I see better health. I feel good about that. I feel excellent about you taking time out to care. And, as far if you do have to travel, though, keep it as simple as possible. I think nothing elaborate right now will be good. I think just like kind of take it easy, if that makes any sense. If you are planning on any travel over summer or anything like this, easy does it. That's how I feel about it. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. Michelle, I do think pulling back from that person is better than not. And I do think it'll create space for better. Okay. Now, Miriam, where are you? Okay, here you are. She said, I started a digital marketing, a course maybe, or an adventure about 6 weeks ago as a side hustle. Do you think this would help me financially in the. I keep having this feeling of change, but I don't know what it is. Let's take a look at that. I do believe keeping it simple, everyone, for the next couple of days. Less is more for the next couple of days. Actually choosing easy over difficult for the next couple of days. Hold on now. Mariana, good morning to you. All right, Mariana, let's take a look. I'm just trying to get the vibe. I don't know if this is going to be where it lands, but I do feel something is also going to show up for you, something that you're going to create. And it could be a business of sorts or land into this business adventure. But maybe not in the direct way you're thinking now, but let me just take a look, okay? Know, have you ever built websites? Or I see a website being built, perhaps like this. There's something about a website. And you know, they're showing me that game show. What was that game show, guys, with the squares? Hollywood Squares. They're showing me silly game show like this. I have no idea what that means, Miriam, but that's what I'm seeing. Squares on a site. Maybe the menu of services or something? It's showing up like nine squares. Crazy. Okay, let's take a peek here. Yeah, it's going to lead you to something. That's how I feel about it. Be patient with it. There are new beginnings from it, and I feel like you're frustrated about it, but it could lead you to other things, all right? So keep it going. And also, there is some kind of website design class or something like this. That will help you tremendously ahead. But definitely be patient. I really feel like it's going to take some time. And what I'm saying now is going to manifest itself, but not until July of this year. So keep it kind of keep open. When the sun's in Cancer, things will really reveal themselves of where this amount of effort is going, what it's going towards, okay? So wait for summer before you jump the gun on anything else. And I do hope that helps. All right, let me see here. I'm gonna go ahead and refresh. I know this has like been a big adventure. I think also this Taurus energy, if you've noticed, a bit quiet, maybe a little more peace. Yes, it's the end of the retrograde, so we have to be a bit patient as it completes itself, and then we have a little shadow cycle to get through. But I feel like, on the other side of this thing, we have had, it's too soon for me to say it was a little easier than usual, but I think it's because we're getting so much more knowledgeable and we're learning how to manage it and flow with it instead of fight things, And we learn what to do and what not to do, and then we go above it, and then we can get above it and beyond it, So we handle things differently. Like we said, if we're handling things the way we did years ago, life would never change, And now we know how to manage so many things. Okay, without micromanaging, hopefully. Also, I guess we're going to see some more secrets come out. Hi, Lois. Good morning to you, too. Also, nice to see you. You know, it's funny because Scorpio does reveal truth. And in the world right now, I'm sure we'll be seeing more truth. And I'm sure it'll get a little dramatic here in the next couple of days, is my hunch. So we'll see what comes about, you know. And anyway, I loved being with you through all four retrograde shows. It is a first. And so excited. I cannot wait to come back next week. I hope you all consider signing up for class on May 2nd. The retrograde, considering I didn't even remember it, which sounds crazy, but it's not, because when I get in these channeling moods, there's something I have to deliver. So I love that I put it out there, and I hope that we can really make it the best hour together ever, 70 minutes. And I'm excited about that, okay? Everyone, Jay, thank you for being our producer. Everybody, please stay tuned to the amazing CA Brooks coming up next at the top of the hour, and I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the end of the retrograde, everybody, and happy full moon. Bye-bye now.